Now on 11th of May 1999, the Taoiseach Bertie Ahern, the then Taoiseach Bertie Ahern, stood in the steps of Dáil Éireann and offered a heartfelt apology on behalf of the state and the church for the unimaginable cruelty inflicted upon children in industrial and reformatory schools across Ireland. The 25th anniversary of this event approaches on tomorrow, the 11th of May 2024, and to mark this anniversary, a memorial plaque will be unveiled on the grounds of Nazareth House in Tralee, formerly Pembroke Arms Industrial School, by Minister for Education Norma Foley. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Miriam Moriarty Owens, who has been campaigning for many years in relation to the former residents of these homes. Miriam, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme this morning.
Hey, good morning, Gerry, and thank you for having me on this beautiful day.
Tell me how important it is for you and the people you've been working for tomorrow's event and its unveiling of the plaque.
For me personally and for everybody that was brought up in the industrial school in Nazareth House in Tralee, it marks a day that we're being recognised. It's 25 years since the apology, and I can put my hand on my heart and say for the last 17, 18 years, I have been campaigning for a memorial or something to be that we will be remembered, because in 2009 the Minister Bat O'Keefe put aside €500,000 for a memorial to be built across for Ireland, like for all the school. Mm-hmm. And then when I asked for some money for the memorial when it was the 20th anniversary, it was fell on deaf ears. So then I just said, right, I'm not going to get anywhere here, so we'll just do it ourselves. And we have been campaigning. Yes, I have been a voice for the people that can't talk, Gerry. Mm-hmm. And for survivors and their families, it's very important that in years to come, there is a memorial for the place to be marked as the place of Nazareth House. And the industrial school last week, St. Joseph's, was marked last week, and and rightly so, because we are human beings, and we were taken in by the minister, by the Department of Education, and this is the Minister for Education that is unveiling the plaque. And I really appreciate Minister Norma Foley for unveiling it tomorrow. It is so important to every family that was brought up in these home reformatory schools, industrial schools, all schools across the Republic of Ireland. Yeah. And the day before, I did receive a letter on behalf of the President of Ireland.
Yeah, Michael D. Higgins wrote to you. What did he say?
Well, I have the letter here, and I was going to read it out tomorrow for the unveiling, but I have it here, and if I can actually read it out over the airwaves, because I think when I received this, it kind of put... It's not the end, it's the beginning of something that should have been done years ago. And I have it here, and I will read it out over the airwaves. I think it's important, but we will read it out tomorrow, if that's okay with you, Gerry.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, it says, Dear Mrs... Miriam, President Higgins has asked me to convey his deep gratitude to you for your recent mail and for your kind invitation to provide a message for the unveiling of a memorial plaque at the former Nazareth House in Tralee, making the 25th anniversary of the Taoiseach's apology for the cruelty inflicted upon children in industrial schools and reformatory schools across Ireland. The President is deeply saddened to learn of the experiences described in your email during a truly dark time in the history of Ireland. As a society, we must never forget the terror of industrial schools, the horrifying cruelty and deprivation at these institutions. It is so important to allow all those who suffered abuse at the hands of the state the opportunity to recount their own individual and unique narratives and to hear the stories of others who also failed by society and had clearly not lived up to its constitutional aspiration to cherish all its children equally. It is through such impassionate work and the courage of generosity of so many who are prepared to speak out and fight for justice that 25 years ago this month, and then Taoiseach Bertie Ahern delivered an apology on behalf of the state and all its citizens. The President extends his deep gratitude for contacting him and to mark this important anniversary with him. Anniversary that reminds us of a dark chapter of our state, one that should never fade from our collective consciousness, but also one that can give us hope for the writing of a better version of Ireland. On behalf of President Higgins, may I express his warmest personal regards to you. Yours sincerely, George Bourke, Deputy Secretary General to the President.
Mm. How did you feel to get that letter, Miriam?
Very emotional, and I believe that President Higgins meant every word, and if when you read it, you can feed it, and I think that's for everybody, and that's for everybody that was brought up in every school. And bear in mind, Jerry, there's 5 Magdalene women that's interned in Pembroke Arms Nazareth Home, which their names will be called out tomorrow. And as I want to thank, first of all, Jerry, I really need to thank Barra Vera, Paddy Garvey, the committee, for supporting this 100%, and for Rebecca Wall for helping me, for Billy Lean for Rebecca designing it, Billy Lean, and for the Bishop of Kerry, who kindly gave a donation towards the memorial. And I said, it was the only one that offered, and I wasn't going to. I didn't have the money. And I also want to thank the people that's been working with me for the last few years. I want to especially thank Margaret O'Callaghan, that's image me, Mary. There's so many people.
Yeah, who worked to make behind me.
And a lot of councillors, and especially want to take my hat to say hello to Tracy Ferry, who helped me years and years ago, never to give up. Many doors have been shut in my face, Jerry, but I always say one door's going to open. And on behalf of everybody, I'd like everybody to, tonight is darkness, tomorrow is darkness and tonight. I promise you, Jerry, and I promise the people of Ireland, that I didn't know darkness in the night was on the 11th of May. But 4 o'clock it starts to finish. But we'll have we'll have our own darkness in tonight, because when that memorial is unveiled tomorrow, a bit of light might shine, and will shine, and the sun will shine on the darkest days, and hope the days will get brighter for some people, because not everybody came out of there, there's still work need to be done.
Yeah, there certainly is. Miriam, what time does it take place tomorrow?
It takes place at 1 p.m. up in the Macaulay unit, which is now, and they're doing great work there, and will be amazing. And at least it's a living building, and it's still a work in progress. And at 1 p.m. the unveiling will be on the grounds of the Macaulay unit in Tralee.
Excellent. Listen, thanks so much for that, Miriam. Thanks for talking to us and speaking so passionately about it, and forgive you, and good luck with tomorrow.
And thank you so much for having me, and thank you for always supporting us. Thank you.
Okay, that's Miriam Moriarty Owens there on that unveiling of the plaque on the grounds of the former Nazareth House Orphanage in Tralee, 25th anniversary of the Taoiseach Bertie Hearn's state apology.